The 1.2 million square foot site makes Medline the largest commercial space in Orange County, with the healthcare supplier investing $103 million into the space. It's the latest of 43 distribution centers in the U.S. for the company, and the second in North Carolina. Paul Niederkorn, who is the vice president of regional operations for Medline, told 97.9 The Hill that his company is spread far and wide to achieve the goal of quick distribution. Not only does Medline manufacture thousands of products for medical work, but its goal is to deliver much-needed supplies the next day after they're ordered from healthcare customers. That made the Triangle desirable in the first place, with its strong healthcare roots. But Niederkorn said the COVID-19 pandemic highlighted the importance for the company to be self-sufficient in responding to industry needs of things like masks, gloves, and other supplies used to respond to COVID-19 cases.
Because we had that distribution network, we could get that product to our customers very quickly.
Now, operations at the Medline facility are at full capacity, with the company already hitting its employment benchmarks to earn the tax incentives passed by Orange County in 2019. The distribution center supports more than 245 jobs on an expected payroll of $12 million, with hundreds more positions expected to be added in the next decade. Niederkorn said this kind of workforce is attractive to several people in the region, either bringing them to Orange County or offering a new opportunity for residents.
Those jobs are very secure and they're very career developing. We're not a seasonal type of employer. We don't go through shifts in volumes and things like that. We have kind of like that steady growth that continues to go because we have a very resilient sales force and we have a great group of customers that know that we are there for them, and that kind of helps us provide the stability and the security for the operation as well.
Those at the dedication ceremony got to see that staff in action on Tuesday as tours were offered after the ribbon cutting. People walked through the complex and watched the employees work in tandem with robotics to select, package, and load hundreds of different medical supplies. Vice Chair of the Orange County Commissioners Earl McKee said he was impressed by the technology and intricacy of the distribution setups. But he pointed to Medline's honoring of its staff during the earlier ceremony. Since the facility has been up and running, the site's leadership awarded 6 employees with certificates of excellent service to the team, which McKee said signals the company's values.
That blew me away. To have that company take an event that could have been nothing but a publicity, you know, we're opening up and it's going to be a wonderful thing. For them to take a brief moment and recognize employees that they obviously felt were, you know, cut above. That really impressed me that they would do that.
While Medline was one of the first companies to land in the Buckhorn Economic Development District, which sits in Mebane city limits but in Orange County, McKee pointed to it being the latest of several successes in that corridor. He said he hopes Medline will join employers like Morinaga and ABB in helping diversify the county's tax base and taking pressure off of residents' tax bills. But Orange County's strategy is not simply, quote, big game hunting, as the county commissioner put it. McKee said he believes it is critical to balance the existence of national companies with local businesses.
But the best thing I see that our board can do is to continue to try to attract top-level industrial entities like Medline, while we also provide as much assistance and support as we possibly can for our homegrown businesses, for our startups, for our established older line, small companies, and mom-and-pop stores.
For photos of Tuesday's ribbon cutting at the Medline facility on West 10 Road, visit chapelboro.com. For 97.9 The Hill, I'm Brighton McConnell.